You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God's power for salvation is made perfect in Jesus. Get more insight in week 5 of our series, Beyond the Signs.
So good evening, everyone. Welcome to our 7 p.m. service. Again, if you have joined us for the very first time, we are glad that you have checked us out. Okay, so we are on our fifth week of our Beyond the Signs series. And alam niyo po, importante po na pinag-uusapan natin ito dahil mismo sa kultura natin, sa sitwasyon natin, being Filipinos and with our culture that is very predominantly, all right, animistic or even religious in a sense that sometimes we are so goofy about our belief in terms of the spirituality. A lot of people are looking for signs. A lot of people are looking for answers. And the one way for them to figure out the will of God is they will ask God, Lord, ano bang sign? Ano bang sign na will mo to? Ano bang sign na pinagpipray kong to tao na to for me to marry someday? Is this person the right person for me? Alright? Na para, Lord, magpakasal na kami. And so, can you give me a sign? Lord, ano may sign na Lord, kung saan ako pupunta? Lord, sa Canada ba? Sa Australia ba? Sa New Zealand ba? Lord, saan ba ako pupunta? Can you give me a sign? Lord, can you give me the right sign? Dahil ang daming trabaho ngayon. Hindi ko alam where will I end up with. And so, Lord, please give me a sign. Ano ba yung sign? Okay na makakuha ko at makikita ko para sabihin ko na si Lord yung will ni God para sa akin. Guess what? You know, the signs are meant to point out to Jesus. That's why we call it beyond the signs. At wala akong pinagkaiba. Yung time po ni Jesus, or the Jews themselves, and us, in our time today, there's a big gap, there's a big difference with time. But people have the same thing in mind. People are looking for signs. Guess what? The reason why we come up with this series is for us to focus on the person who gives us the sign. But signs is not enough. Signs are not the answer. The person of Jesus Christ is. That's why beyond the sign points out to who Jesus is in our lives. And that's why yung pag-uusapan po natin ngayong gabi has something to do, yung continuation po nung nangyari last Sunday when we did talk about the importance of Jesus feeding the 5,000. Are you here with me? Are you ready for God's word? All right. If you please stand up with me, let's all rise and with the reverence with God's word. John chapter 6, verses 15 to 21. Here's what the word of God says. Verse 15, perceiving then that why we're about to come and take him by force to make him king. Everybody say, to make him king. Amen. Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark. Everybody say dark. And Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough. Everyone say rough. Because a strong wind was blowing. Verse 19, when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were frightened. Everyone say frightened. But he said to them, it is I, do not be afraid. Then they were glad to take him into the boat. And immediately, everybody say immediately, the boat was at the land to which they were going. This is the word of the Lord for us today and for the rest of the week. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for everyone who's here today. Lord, we ask that through the power of your Holy Spirit, as we study your word, deepen our faith, establish us to have strong faith that whatever situation we face, we will always depend on you and you alone. May your will be done. May your kingdom come forth tonight here in our 7 p.m. service. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen. Please take your seats. Here's a background. Okay, pinag-usapan po natin. Ito po yung continuations, kagaya po na nasabi ko, continuation po nung last Sunday that Jesus fed the 5,000. In fact, before that, we talk about this man who was a Filipino by the name of Juan. Okay, Juan was invalid, all right? Which means during the time of Jesus, people were paralyzed, they were lame, all right? They were blind, they were deaf, all right? And something's wrong with their bodies. And during the time of the Jews, it's a custom that an angel would come and stir up the pool So the first one who will jump into the pool will receive his healing immediately and deliberately. And so, once a year po nangyayari yun. Ang nangyayari po dito, meron isang tao, ito pong paralyzed na to, na who had that kind of situation, all right, for 38 long years. Sabi po ng Bible, Jesus saw and Jesus knew his situation. He was suffering from this trauma. He was suffering from this sickness and this disease. Guess what? I want to encourage you today. Probably you've been suffering for many years. Probably there's sickness, there's disease, or maybe you're suffering in this time in your own life. But I just want to let you know, the Bible tells us when Jesus saw that paralyzed, he knew exactly who that person was and met with him, and that person received his healing. So it's very comforting to know that Jesus knows exactly what's going on, but it's just a matter of time, all right, that we're going to receive our own breakthrough. And so having said that, all right, the week after, which was last week, we did talk about the feeding of the 5,000. The Bible tells us that this 5,000 were men. But the authors, particularly Matthew, Mark, and John, didn't write, all right, those who were included, which was the wives and the children. So all in all, probably there were about 12 to 20,000 in that very specific place where Jesus fed them. But specifically, there was something about the authors. They emphasized 5,000 men. Everybody say men. I don't know for some reason that they didn't include everyone, but they were specific. 5,000 men were present. And to me, there was something about men. If God will emphasize the importance of that particular gender, there's something that God wants to fulfill, meaning that we men needs to be men, that we need to take responsibility and take leadership, because there's something about us that God created and wired us to be men. And so having said that, we got to rise up and be who we are. Can you say amen? You know, the Bible tells us God didn't create Adam. God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. So I just want to let you know, there's no middle. And that's not my opinion. The Word of God says, right from the very beginning, there's male and there's female. There's no middle ground. And so God doesn't want us to be confused with our own gender. God doesn't want us to be confused. He created man and woman. Are you here with me? But he was specifically pointing out to men that he fed. What's amazing was another Filipino showed up and his name was Boy. Itong Boy may dalawang isda. Okay? Ano mong favorite mo na isda? Dalawang bangus. Saka may limang tasty. Okay? Ginamit po ni Lord yun, imagine. Napaka-generous yung Boy. He gave it and offered it. And ginawa ni Jesus, nag-pray lang siya. Hindi siya nagsisigaw. Alright, hindi siya, he was not screaming, he was not raising his voice. He just thanked his father and says, Lord, thank you. And then the moment he said thanks, guess what? There was multiplication. Imagine 5,000 men plus the wives, plus their children, around 20,000 were fed. And because of that, he became so famous. He became so famous that everybody knows who this Jesus was. Wow. Imagine he fed all of them. He provided for every single need that very specific day. And because of that, they were astonished. They were amazed that in that particular time, they wanted to made him king by force. Diba sinasabi po dun sa verse 15? Perceiving then that why we're about to come and take him by force to make him king. But guess what Jesus did? He withdrew. He distanced himself. He went away from the scene and went to the mountain by himself. I began to realize, what if that happens to us, Lord? If there's an opportunity given to us for us to be famous, for us to be given with a position, for us with an opportunity to receive five figures, or even six figures. Lord, siguro baka tinanggap na namin to. Lord, if there's a group of people who wanted us to serve them in a way, that people will know that we're Christians. And that could be an opportunity. Baka right there and then without even thinking, Lord, will mo to. And grabe yung blessing mo. Siguro tatanggapin po natin. Alam niyo po si Lord, hindi bumigay sa pain. Not every opportunity, not every open doors means that it's God's will. In fact, that could be a trap. Not because there is an offer to you today and says there's an opportunity for you to have this and that. Pare, ibang klase to. Pag once you get it, man, dayaman ka dito. Grabe to, pag tinake mo opportunity nito, baka ito na. I want to warn you today, Jesus didn't give in to that temptation. In fact, he was careful. He withdrew himself because he knew exactly what his calling was. He knew exactly his destiny. He knew exactly where he was going. He knew exactly the calling and the assignment and the mission that he has here on earth. And so I believe that's a lesson for all of us, that we need to be careful with every decision and every open doors out there. It doesn't mean that if there's an open door and opportunity, that means it's God's. Are you here with me? Let's move on. In verse 16, when that thing happened, he went up to the mountain, but when evening came, probably the disciples were there, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, verse 17, and started across the sea to Capernaum. So the Bible says it was evening where the disciples went down, all right, sail, ride a boat, and went their way to Capernaum. And probably the Bible says it's evening, so there's a calculation here. Probably they went off by 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. And so ganun po yung oras na nag-sail sila, no? And so they were on their way to Capernaum. But one thing here that is not really a good picture was, if you read it right there, got into a boat and started across the sea to Capernaum. Looking at that verse, something is wrong with that verse. Something isn't right with the disciples. Ano kaya yon? Ano kaya yung, teka muna, parang di ata maganda yung nangyari dito. Ano kaya yon sa palagay nyo? They got into a boat and started across the sea to Capernaum. Here's the thing. These disciples saw the miracles that Jesus did. They've been witness to the signs. They witnessed miracles after miracles, and they saw how Jesus became famous. And so probably they were overwhelmed by themselves. And so they were encouraged. They had the confidence to see the miracles that they decided to went on their way without Jesus with them. They went to the boat just like that. Jesus wasn't around, but they decided and went on without Jesus. What happens then when you went on your way making a decision that you would say and you would know, kayang-kaya ko to. Gifted ako rito, diskarte ko to. Kaya natin to. Palaguin natin to, kaya kong itong trabaho na to. Kaya ko itong opportunity na to. Ano kaya pwede mangyari when you made the decision to go your way without Jesus' approval, without Jesus' blessing? What could possibly happen when you take matters into your own hands? Let's check this out. Let's continue, verse 17. Got into a boat, started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. So when they went on their way without Jesus, they experienced the unexpected. What was it? All of a sudden, hindi lang evening, sinasabi po ng Bible, there was darkness. They were in the middle of the sea, left at 9, 10 p.m. All of a sudden, things have changed. There was dark all over. You know, I'm from, my hometown is from Quezon. I'm from Lucban, Quezon, all right? And going to Lucban, Quezon, pwede kong dumaan dito sa Antipolo, Okay, papuntang Luciana, dadaan ka ng Halahala. Pwede yung dumaan dito sa Antipolo, ang labas niyo po Lucena. Pwede din po sa SLEX. Lalabas po tayo ng Chaong, lalabas ng Candelaria, where my wife is from. And then dadaan ka ng Sariaya, Lucena, Tayabas, papunta pong Lucban, Quezon. Sa Lucban, Quezon po, papunta po sa amin, okay, sa Antipolo, sa Quezon, sa Lucban, Quezon, dadaanan niyo po yung papunta sa Tayabas po. Doon sa Tayabas po, yung meron ano doon eh, may Mount, ano nga ba dadaanan? Mount Banahaw. So, malabundukin po yon, malabundukin siya. So, may madadaanan po kayo doon na talagang sobrang dilim. Madilim talaga. Wala akong poste. Wala kailaw-ilaw. Farmers probably are there, but guess what? During night, talaga, it's all black. And so what happened was, while driving, going on, ito po yung ginagawa namin. Ang gagawin ko po, gabi nga, di ba ang dilim? And please, what you're about to hear, I would not encourage you to follow, all right? This is only a pastor's move, all right? So anyway, ang gagawin po, nag-drive po ako doon sa talaga madilim, so ang gagawin ko po, all right? To make it something different, for us magising kami, pinapatay ko po, I would turn off the headlights, and I would turn off the fog lamps of my car. And so once it turned off, it's all pitch black. You can't see anything. And my wife and my daughter will scream. All right? They will say something. Ano ba yan? Okay. And my boys, or when screaming, says, yes, daddy. Yeah, I like it. All right. Alam mo naman pag-voice eh. And I will turn it on. All right. And they, please, honey. And then I will turn it off again. And talaga, all pitch black. All right. And I will turn it on. Grabe. Paminsan, no, may ganun lang paminsan. Pag gusto nyo lang magising, di ba? Para to have a thrill in your journey. And so my boys will tell me, Dad, that isa pa. Turn it off. Yung mga pag-boys talaga, gusto talaga. Medyo risky, di ba? And so, grabe, it's all pitch black. And you can't see anything. In fact, in our place, there's a lot of stories that you could hear. In the road, there will be, as they say, there will be white ladies will just come out. No, really. In fact, in our place, hindi ko na sabi, I have lots of stories to say. But I just want to say this. Guys, if you're a Christian, you don't scared of ghosts. They're real, to be honest with you. But you go, don't scared of them. They're the ones who scared for us, to us. Because I have the blood of Jesus and I have the authority of Christ. Eh, matakot sila sa akin. Anak ako ng Diyos eh. Pastor ba ako? Hindi. To the fact na anak ako ng Diyos, sila matakot sa akin. Hello. Anyway, just that's the truth, all right? And so it's all pitch black. And so to be honest with you, it's really scary. If you experience something that is dark, pag ito nga, pag biglang nawala na ilaw, di ba? Because you can't see anything. How many of you, it's kind of scary. And there is uncertainty. You don't know what will happen next. There is no direction. There is no clear path to your direction. That is the scenario. And guess what? The disciples experienced that. Having said that, maybe today you're here attending this 7 p.m. There's darkness that you experience. There's uncertainty. There's no direction. You don't know what's next for you. And guess what? It's normal. Just like the disciples. Do you get a picture? It was all dark. Not only that, but it says also here in verse 18, the sea became rough. Everybody say rough. Because a strong wind was blowing. The sea was growing rough, and guess what? There was a strong wind trying to beat against them. I don't know where were you, but back in 1990, when the earthquake struck. Remember, if you were in Manila, okay, we all experienced that. I was a new believer. I was in New Belt Recto. After our prayer meeting, all of a sudden, there was an earthquake. I was there in the office. And guess what? There was an earthquake that hit It's really scary because hindi ho ganun yung earthquake, pag ganun, no, talaga umaalog. Yung mga blinds, yung mga curtains, talagang grabe. Makita mo yung crack dun sa wall ng U-belt. So nakakatakot talaga. And after that, we prayed. And so being in an earthquake, how many of you know it's really scary? But guess what? You're not talking about earthquake. There was no land there. They were in the boat. And they were swaying because of the strong winds that would hit them. And there were splashes of water all over. It was a scary kind of ride because it was a rough sail. You don't know, because of the strong winds, it will hit you back, to and fro. And guess what? Probably at the back of their minds, oh my, we're going to drown. We're going to die. It was rough. They don't know what's going to happen next. There was a big question based on their lives. And maybe tonight you're here. It's not just dark that you're experiencing. Maybe it's really not tough, but rough sailing and journey that you are facing today. What do you do then? If you experience pitch black, darkness, rough in your journey, in your sail, what do you do? Verse 19, when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they were rowing 3 to 4 miles. You know, the funny thing is, remember I said they left probably 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. But during this time, it was already around 3 a.m., between 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And the distance of 3 to 4 miles is just what? It's 4 to 5 kilometers. Parang dito hanggang siguro Robinson's, o siguro sabihin natin SM Ortigas. Have you been to SM East Ortigas? Siguro if you're gonna pass by Imelda Avenue and then Ortigas Extension, probably that would be the, that would be the total, all right, measurement. Imagine that, napakaliit lang, by 30 to 45 minutes, rowing, probably an hour, you could get there, but because there was darkness, there was rough sailing, guess what? It took them that so many hours. Ganun po yung kinilabasan. And guess what? They were striving all over because of the winds and they're being swayed, the rough sailing. They were rowing and striving everything they can. They haven't reached their destination. And maybe you are in the same situation, that you've been striving so hard. You've been giving all you got. You've been sweating out with your blood and everything else. But it seems that the result is still the same. Binibigay mo na lahat, pero hindi mo makita-kita yung resulta. Ito ba, Lord, yung sinasabi mong blessing? Ito ba, Lord, yung nagawa ko sa sarili ko, nagawa ko sa pamilya ko, na all throughout these years of giving everything I could ever give, my performance, me being tired and weary, this is all it is? Maybe you've been striving hard, but it seems that the result is not really that encouraging. Maybe there's no satisfaction. There's nothing that you've been aspiring for more, but it's ito na lang yun. And maybe lots of people have experienced this. And the funny thing is, you know what? They all experience it because, imagine 3 to 4 miles, they were distant and far from Jesus. Imagine they went on their way without Jesus. Imagine they made a decision to take matters in their own hands. They went out. All of them decided, all right, let's go ahead. Christ wasn't around. Meaning is this, when Jesus isn't around and when Jesus is not present, everything else is dark. When you don't have Christ in your situation and you made that decision, expect something terrible, something that will trouble you, something difficulty that will arise, because Christ is not into that decision. Are you here with me? Let me move on. In verse 19, they saw Jesus, okay, walking on the sea, coming near the boat, and they were frightened. Again, This is a picture when you go ahead of God. Kasi alam mo magaling ka. Alam mo kayang-kaya mo. Alam mo you have the strength. Sa totoo lang ang yabang mo. Into your minds, you know it, you can. Well, sabi kasi, you better believe in yourself. Isn't it? And that's the problem. The other side of that is, you started to trust in your own efforts and started to trust in your own strength that you know at the end of the day, apart from Christ, you're nobody. And that's the whole scenario here. And then Jesus started to what? Walking on the sea. Think of this. Remember, Jesus. Remember when he fed the 5,000 men? All of a sudden were fed and they wanted Jesus to be king. He withdrew himself, right? Now here comes Jesus with all the rough sailing, with all the winds blowing against them. Imagine this. He was walking on water, relaxed, cool, while they're being swayed here and there, to and fro. Si Jesus, naglalakad lang. You know what picture Jesus is telling them? It just shows who really is. That he was 100% man and he was also 100% God. That he defies gravity, that he can walk on water, means to say that he started to walk on something that he created, that the Bible tells in the book of Colossians, that because of him, through him, and by him, everything else has been created because of Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Amen. And he was telling them, hey, look, you're scared with this? Let me walk on this situation. He was telling the disciples, hey, look, if they're making me king, I don't have to be king because I'm already king and I am in charge and in control. No matter if there is darkness, no matter if you experience some rough journey in your own life, because I am not with you towards this journey. That was a clear picture. Jesus is in charge. Whatever your scenario is, he's the one that we could depend on. Not your money, not your own strength, not your wisdom. Nothing in us but all of Christ. And not only that, nung nakita nila si Lord, di ba? Naglalakad sa tubig. The Bible says Jesus came. Jesus went towards them. What a clear picture that even though you would not include Christ in your decision, in your own life, God knew exactly if you are in trouble and he's going to come and save you to whatever situation you're in. Can you say amen? That's the heart of God. Pero ang problema dito, di ba, they were disciples. They've been with Jesus every single day. When Jesus started to come towards their path, alam nyo ba, the Bible says, they did not recognize Jesus. In fact, they were frightened. Di ba, pag takot na takot ka, mamamatay ka na, tapos nakakita ka pa ng multo. Kala nila multo si Jesus. Tinuto, naglalakad. That's a clear picture of who Jesus is. The Bible tells us, they did not recognize Jesus. Why do you think they did not recognize Jesus? I'll tell you why. The moment that you focus on your problems, the moment that you focus on some issues that you're sweating it out, you started to get worried, started to doubt, started to give in to unbelief, when Jesus comes in, you will not recognize. Because all in our thoughts, what you want is the problem to be solved. Darkness, we wanted light. We're being swayed because of this rough sailing. We just want that, you know, death experience to be still so that we will not experience that rough journey or sailing. Iniisip natin yung sagot. Expected natin, meditation na natin, kailangan yung sagot. Pero hindi natin iniisip na si Jesus yung kailangan natin. Ang iniisip natin yung pera. Ang iniisip natin yung pambayad sa bills. Ang iniisip natin yung sa solusyon ng problema natin. Pero hindi po natin naisip na si Jesus, lahat na kailangan natin, eh, naki Jesus lang at wala nang iba. they did not recognize the moment that you focus on to your problems, the moment that you focus on your issues, that you highlight and magnify the issue rather than, woo, Jesus lang yan, problema ni Lord yan, hindi ko problema yan. It's not my problem. I'm not God. That's why there is God. It just shows the kind of faith that they had. Are you listening to me here? This is very important. That's why they all got scared. And here's what God says. When Jesus came into the picture in their situation, verse 20, but he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Sabi ni Jesus sa kanila, "It is I, do not be afraid." You know what God is telling you right now? Again, going back, maybe you experienced darkness. Maybe there's no direction. There's uncertainty. Maybe until today, you still don't have jobs. Maybe until today, you don't know where to get the money to pay for your tuition fee in your own land. The debt that you need to pay. Until today, there's some issues with parents, with children, with your marriages. I have a good news for you today. God is telling you, and God is speaking to you personally. It is I. Do not be afraid. It is me. He was just saying, "Hey, look, I'm in charge. I'm the great I am." And so here's what happened. The reason why Jesus says, "Do not be afraid. I am. Here I am," is because Jesus is the light and hope when there is darkness. If you're experiencing darkness, Jesus says, "It is I, do not be afraid." Why? Because he is the light and the hope that you need. Are you here with me? From darkness, there will be light and there will be hope. Why? Jesus is the answer. From roughness and stormy situation with waves that you've been tossed here and fro, winds blowing hard, let me tell you this, Jesus is telling to you right now, "It is I, do not be afraid." Why? Because Jesus is the peace and comfort that stilled the rough and unstable situation in life. If you're experiencing that today, the good news is Jesus is the one who could give you that peace in spite of the confusion, in spite of uncertainty in this life. He is the one and he's the man who will bring the peace and comfort that you need. Are you here with me? He could bring peace and comfort. Not only that, he's also the peace and comfort. When we face all difficult situations that is hard to deal with, let me ask you right now, what is the thing that you're having a hard time dealing with? What is the struggle that you have a hard time overcoming with? What is the weakness that until today, it has been a weakness for years that you have a hard time dealing with? Guys, listen, Jesus is the one who will give you that peace and give you that comfort. It only comes from him and him alone. Why? Here's why in John chapter 6, verse 21. Then they were glad to take him into the boat. Everybody say, glad to take him in. They were glad all of a sudden, them being frightened. That spirit of fear started to die down and began to see the light and the hope and the peace and the comfort and says, "God, come in. Please come into our situation." Guess what happened? When he went in, immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. Gano kabilis. Imagine nagluro sila. And you know, it will only take an hour, 45 minutes to an hour to get to their place. They were doing that by this time. It's already 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. For 6 hours plus, they were striving. There were nowhere to go paikot-ikot because of the waves and the roughness of the journey. But Jesus went in immediately. They found their way in to that place where they have to go. What is God speaking to us? For all of us who's here today, I want you to understand that Jesus is the only one who will bring security and stability in our lives. What is that security? The light that you need, the hope that you need. What is that stability? The peace and comfort that we all need. He is our security, and He is our stability. But I want you to understand, maybe the reason why you're experiencing darkness, maybe why you are striving, and maybe why your journey is so rough. Not tough, but rough. You know why? Because Jesus is not present in your life. You take things matter in your own hands. You left Him outside. You went on your way just like the disciples. But I have a good news for you. God wants to change your course because He wants to come in again and make sure He's the one to lead your sail going to the right path. I want to take this moment. If you are in that situation, I want us to repent of our own self-will and self-righteousness. Because sometimes we deal with Jesus like on a Sunday. Pagdating bukas, kanalimutan na natin si Lord. May mga bagay-bagay, areas tayo sa buhay natin na kilala natin si Lord dahil may kailangan tayo. Pero hindi natin alam yung sagot siya mismo. His plans are better than us. His ways are much higher than us. And I'd rather choose Him and His path and His will and His destiny and His plan and His purpose for me and my family. I want to ask the music group to come. And today I want us to go back to God, recognizing who He is. The one who is a supernatural God, who is in charge and in control, whatever situation we're in. Lord, in response to Your word today, Lord, we acknowledge our own shortcomings, the reason sometimes we experience darkness and rough sailing or journey in our lives is simply because of our own doing, because we did it on our own, because we did not even involve You. Lord, we repent for doing it our own way, just like the disciples, Lord, when they started to do their own way and not letting You be part of who they are. And that's the time where all this darkness and all this waves and storms would come. And all this striving that we experience because You have not approved it. Because Your will wasn't with us. And so here we are as one church. You know, every one of us. Lord, we want to get back to where all it started. Lord, we're asking You to come in. And we repent, Lord, for our own self-will, for our own self-righteousness, for our own self-decision. It's all a matter of what we want and what we desire rather than Yours. Lord, we don't want to go solo. We want to make a decision that You are not into it. We don't want to go ahead of You, Lord. We will always want You to be first and make sure You have Your approval before we make decisions. Father, we ask for the leading of Your Holy Spirit. And yet, Lord God, if today the Lord has spoken, would You repent? Would You say sorry and come back to God? Thank You, Lord. Lord, You said in Your word, when You walk on water and went straight towards them, they were glad that You were into the boat. If you're here today, would you invite Jesus to come into your boat, into your life? If you're here today, would you ask Him? The Bible tells us immediately they were on the land. I don't know what it means, but immediately, all of a sudden, there were God still the roughness, God still their situation, and they were able to reach their destination because Jesus was into that boat. Will you right now ask Jesus to be in your boat? Would you ask God right now to come in? Thank You, Lord. Lord, today, we ask and invite Your presence in our lives, no matter what. that you'll be first. You'll be King and Lord, our Savior. No one else, only you. And so we ask you right now to come into our situation and be the one to steer our course. Wherever you want to lead us and head us, may your will be done, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you are security, you are our stability, and we hold on to you. Just hold on to the Lord right now as you ask him to come. Just hold on to him and don't let him go.